in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A very happy Football Wednesday to you. This Thanksgiving Eve edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good stuff for you tonight to get you ready for Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We are going to have Solomon Wilcots with us, the analyst for CBS Sports. He'll be on the call of Sunday's game. He's been on the call for a bunch of Browns game, knows this Browns team well, knows the Steelers well. So Solomon's perspectives, I think, will be very interesting. Ron Cook, outstanding columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, has covered the Steelers and Pittsburgh sports for a long, long time. Ron has some thoughts to share about this Steelers team. It's going to be interesting to hear what he has to say about a club that comes into this game without its number one or number two quarterback. It's going to go into this thing with third stringer Charlie Batch. So we've got to get to the heart of what that means for the Steelers, but of course, more importantly, what it means to the game and how the Browns can handle it defensively. Ataba Rubin is going to be with us, the big defensive tackle whose return last week was massive, to say the least, to the Browns' ability to get pressure on Tony Romo's 7 sacks to disrupt a lot of what happened with the Cowboys' offense. That game, as much as Tony Romo throws for 300-plus yards and they draw those 7 penalties on the Browns secondary, all bad stuff in that regard. But this game, despite all that, goes to overtime. Despite all that, the Browns had a chance to win it at the end of regulation. And, of course, in overtime, anyone, it's that 50-50 thing. And when you think about Romo's production, generally you would say, man, that should have been, you know, the Cowboys should have had that easy. Versus, again, the Browns not having similar numbers, say, in their passing game or similar ability to draw those penalties. But the reason it was this close was there. The X factor, the big difference, was what the Browns' defensive line was able to do with Rubin, with Phil Taylor, tearing things up in the middle with the pass rush, Jabal Sheard and Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker. Go right down, Craig Robinson. I mean, the pressure that emanated, and all of it started because they blew things up in the middle of that defensive line. That's a preview, I think, of what we will see, certainly through these final 6 games. But going forward, as young as this group is, really, how effective and how much more effective this can be. You add a pass rusher to something like that, you've really got a heck of a foundation. So Ataba Rubin with us. And then we'll tell you what's going on also around the community, because you've got to know about that, of course, with Renee Harvey from the Browns, the Vice President of Community Outreach. She will be with us to break that down. And it'll be very interesting to know what holiday time, great stuff that players do and members of the Browns front office and so forth. Your comments, your questions, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns_daily. Our email, you can, our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. So many ways to get in touch with us, and you do. Sarah did via Twitter. She said, I was proud to be a Browns fan on Sunday. The Browns should never be counted out. No, they shouldn't. And the fact that at 2-8, they're still the type of team that plays games where they aren't being counted out, where they play it to the very end, is significant, is worth noting. Yeah, it's got that consolation feel to it, I know, and it's tiresome for a lot of people. But I do think, legitimately, until I see otherwise, until I see that fall off the cliff, I keep using that term, or the bottoming out of a team that just says, you know what, we can't do it here. This is not happening and all we do is lose and so on and so forth. That attitude, if that permeated, that's something else. That I don't see any sign of that. Nothing in that performance showed it that week. Nothing that I've seen in the course of this week of preparation for the Steelers game is there. And I do think there's a realization and a connection that this Steelers game is as important to the vast majority of players on this team. I want to say all the players, but I'm going to use the term vast majority, the ones who get it, who've been around long enough on a very young team, to understand what the rivalry means, what it means to us, what it means to this town. And I think that is driving forward in terms of what this of how this club is going to perform Sunday and frankly I think through the rest of the year. That's where I am on this, and it is incumbent on the coaching staff, especially Pat Shurmur, to reinforce that. I think he's doing that as well. All right, in a couple of minutes you're going to hear from Solomon Wilcox, CBS Sports NFL Network analyst extraordinaire. He's going to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Wednesday edition on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, it's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, a one-story or a two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get no charge, live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 a month for monitoring. And you can get an alarm system even if you don't have a home phone line.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Carucci hanging out with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the Football Wednesday edition, the eve of my favorite holiday of the year, Thanksgiving. I know a lot of you are kind of probably running around doing the stuff that usually happens before this holiday and hopefully staying with us this whole hour while you do all that other fun stuff, prep stuff. And Browns Fans Unite, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. Starting at just $199, You get four tickets to the Browns' home matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Plus, your four Browns tickets include four hot dogs, four Pepsis, four game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings to purchase your Browns fan four-pack. Call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now from CBS Sports and also NFL Network is our great, great friend, Solomon Wilcox. Solomon, you get so many Browns assignments. You will be on the call once again when the Browns face the Steelers Sunday. So, again, knowing this team inside out as you do, I want to start with your impressions of what you saw of the Browns coming off that overtime loss at Dallas.
For one, I was impressed by the way the team went on the road in Dallas. As you well know, for a young team like the Cleveland Browns to go into Dallas, into that Taj Mahal, palace.
Yeah.
You know, young players playing in that place. Most of them, they don't come out fast. They don't start fast as well as they did last week in the Cleveland Browns because they're too busy gazing up and looking at that jumbotron. But I was impressed by the way the young team played. And now, as you clearly can see, there are a couple of things that are happening. Learning how to finish games off, because there's been a trend here now with five of their eight losses coming by 7 points or less and not being able to finish off plays. And they're a young team. And we know about the young rookies who are factoring, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. There is this thing called a rookie wall. Yeah, I talked to Coach Cowher about it. He talked about Ben Roethlisberger when Ben's rookie year, when he played all those games, and by the end of the year was just pressing. And people can try to dismiss it, Vic, but it's real, because these kids would be just now finishing up their college career. They'd be just going into a bowl game or the bowl championship series. For the most part, they would not have played four preseason games. They would not have played this many games. So I think that's a factor here, and so now they've got to find a way to finish it and got to find a way to refresh many of the rookies who are contributing.
Yeah, and the other part of this is you go through a game like that, like you said, they don't get overwhelmed by the place. They don't get overwhelmed by the fact that it's the Cowboys, and they handle their business for the most part, but have to go through this excruciating, heartbreaking thing, this loss. And I just wonder, for the psyche of this young team that you've been around quite a bit, Solomon, how do you see them reacting? I saw Trent Richardson, for one, looking like an angry guy afterward and frustrated, but it looked like he was maybe channeling that, I guess, hopefully, to, okay, we're going to do something about this. I'm going to do something about this. I mean, is that a healthy way to look at it going forward?
I think it is. You know, when you're young and you go into play teams like that and you're close, you play well but lose, you know, everyone's patting you on the shoulder, hey, you guys gave it a good shot, good old college try. And it pacifies you maybe for the first few times it happens as a young player. But when you get to the point where you're like, no, that's not good enough, we should have won, nothing else is acceptable, I think as a coach and as an organization, you want to see that in your players, in particular, you want to see it early for rookies. You want to see it show up early. And it's about the time when it shows up. You can tell Trent Richardson, he knows that, you know, about those five of eight losses have come by 7 points or less. He's fed up with that. He doesn't even want to hear that as medicine. And I think that's a good sign.
And the other part of this is you don't see this team going the route of maybe some other clubs in this league. You look at, for instance, the Eagles getting trounced really on a regular basis now, and you wonder how still connected and engaged those players are. As I still, you know, and I'm a big fan of Andy Reid, but I think of the chore that he faces to keep players connected, and when all surrounding him and this team are the calls for him to be fired by fans, by media, et cetera, et cetera. And the pressure is on, of course, the Browns at 2-8, but I still see players wanting to put forth effort, wanting to, you know, to do what they can for Pat Shurmur, and just not necessarily seeing this as they're into the abyss with six games to go, and not, you know, not maybe thinking that there's much in the way of a playoff hope there.
No, this is not a team trying to finish off a schedule. I think we got to understand, Vic, where this team is at in on the growth and development curve. This is not a veteran team. This is why we missed our mark. Let's just get out of this healthy and try it again next year. This is a team that still has a lot to accomplish despite being 2-8. And what I mean by that is a young team that says, if we can take these final six games and learn how to beat some people, if we can take these six games and continue to learn how to win games, how to manage games, how to manage a crisis within the four quarters and overcome it and prevail when it's all said and done, that's something you can live by. I watched the Detroit Lions in the 2010 season go through that, and then I saw them in 2011 win 10 games and go to the playoffs. You look for that in young teams, the way they finish off a year and maybe even off games in a season where all seemingly is lost. That's where young guys could tend to grow, and I think that's what they're playing for. They're playing for their own growth, for their own understanding of how good they can be, and I think these next six games are going to tell us that.
Solomon Wilcots from CBS Sports joining us. He will be on the call for Sunday's game for CBS between the Browns and the Steelers. Sully, as we look now at the Steelers coming into this game without Ben Roethlisberger and with their third-string guy, Charlie Batch, who's a 15-year veteran. Just the fact that they're down to him because of Byron Leftwich's injury as well. Does it give you anything in the way of what this Steeler offense could look like? Is that a team just sort of hanging on offensively in this game?
Well, I think they are hanging on. They're going to play small ball. I was checking out this game in the last five meetings. I think the loser scored, anyway, it ended up being like a little more than 10 points or something like that. In other words, these scores have been very low between both teams. But the loser of this game has not scored a heck of a whole lot of points.
Yeah.
And the winner just barely scored a few just to kind of get out of there with one. It seems like these games are always hard fought. And I think this is going to be the same way with Charlie Batch at the quarterback position. I expect Todd Haley, offensive coordinator for the Steelers, to run the football a lot. Remember, Antonio Brown is also out of this game, and he, in my mind, is their best receiver, not just as a possession guy, but a yards after catch guy. We all know Mike Wallace can blow the lid off coverage, but you know he can hit the home run. But for all the other plays, it seemed like Antonio Brown had become that guy. Now that he could end up being out, I don't think they'll ask Charlie to do a whole heck of a lot. I think they'll ask the offensive line, who's more adept at run blocking than they are pass protection, to run the ball, play good defense, and let's see if we can get out of there with a win. They know the Cleveland Browns are that divisional opponent who could easily, easily steal one.
Yeah, that's the thing. That I see that too, and I think a lot of other people feel that way with regard to the progress, and especially when you match up the Browns' defense, this defensive line that you saw, how much stronger it got with Ataba Rubin's return and now having Rubin and Phil Taylor in the middle of this defense, what a difference that makes. And I think about the matchup of that line against Charlie Batch, who, again, I know at 37, he can still move probably better than most guys his age. He keeps himself in great shape. There's a reason he's still in this league at this time. But I would think that pass rush, especially if they can contain and force him to hold the ball and get a lot of pressure on him, it could, because he's going to, even if they play small ball, he's going to have to drop back sometimes.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's going to have to drop back. And this Cleveland Browns, he's just sort of one on the come. As you mentioned, with Rubin and now Taylor back in there, and they're both playing together. The way they were able to get pressure on Tony Romo 1 week ago, you got to imagine that they'll be able to do the same against an offensive line, I think, that struggles to protect the quarterback with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Batch is nowhere near as mobile as Tony Romo. So, yeah, you feel like there's something building with this defense. We knew it would happen, though, once Taylor got back. We know they would get better. But, boy, it really came in a big wave last week. Seven sacks on Tony Romo, complete pressure. There are a number of different guys who got pressure, and I think they've got to build on that this week.
Yeah, that is exactly what they have to do. Meanwhile, the Browns offense and Brandon Whedon, two touchdown passes, but no interceptions. He did lose the fumble. Trent Richardson still trying to power through with those sore ribs. 95-yard game, you know, a solid game that he had as he tries to fight this through, and he's probably going to fight this the rest of the season, Solomon. But it's the number one defense coming to town, and it's the number one defense against the pass, fourth against the run. Pretty good challenge for the Browns offense.
Oh, really good challenge. There's no doubt about it, and that's where the rubber meets the road. I think if you're Cleveland, don't turn the ball over. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a whole lot of turnovers. They only have produced 9 takeaways in their 10 games so far. But they're so good at stripping you of your run game. They're so good at getting off the field on third down. The second best defense, one of the best in terms of third down defense. And I think the key for the Cleveland Browns is don't turn the ball over. You can't put that offense on a short field. If you allow the Pittsburgh Steelers defense to take the ball away and give it to Charlie Batts on the plus 30-yard line and kick an easy field goal, that's the kind of small ball we're talking about. They can play that style because their defense is so good and they run the ball so well that you can't go turning it over and helping them out.
And I think the other encouraging thing for the Browns is you look at that offensive line, how well it protected against DeMarcus Ware and Anthony Spencer and those pass rushers for the Dallas Cowboys, really the strength of that Cowboy team. I thought they did a superb job there. So if that means anything momentum-wise, that could perhaps make a difference for them on Sunday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think the Cleveland Browns, if you ask me who had the better offensive line in this game, I'd tell you, it is no doubt the Cleveland Browns. I love this offensive line. I love the way they're gelling. Love the way they're coming together. Anyone in this league would take Joe Thomas over any left tackle in the entire NFL. Okay, so and so in my mind, they have to do a really good job protecting the quarterback. And they, more than anything, if you can run the ball on Pittsburgh, you know what that does for ego. And to me, this is why the Browns drafted Trent Richardson. It is games like this against the Baltimore Ravens, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where you give a team the kind of teeth and the confidence and physicality needed to battle those kinds of teams. And even though Pittsburgh comes in with this highly ranked defense, you've got to be able to move the ball on them, because if you can run it on them, if Trent Richardson is successful running on them, it breaks the will and the mystique that the Pittsburgh Steelers swagger into Cleveland with. It's, all that goes away now because the bully's been hitting the mouth a little bit. And that's, to me, that's what Trent Richardson was brought to Cleveland to do, just that.
Well, Solomon, tremendous work as always on your part, and we look forward to seeing you again on Sunday on the broadcast for CBS Sports. Make sure folks check him out, and also on NFL Network, where you do wonderful work. And I know you're getting a chance to relax a little bit with your family in Atlanta for Thanksgiving. I want to wish all the best to you and yours for that, and look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Wish you happy Thanksgiving as well to all the Cleveland Browns fans and the entire family there. You guys have always been great to me. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Vic.
He is Solomon Wilcots joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
But it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is it, the holiday season where you commit to being the coolest gift giver in town with a gift from Danny Bays that will bring smiles to your whole family.
The happy family is the most important thing.
That's exactly why we at Danny Bays offer the best selection of entertainment gift needs, including Brunswick pool tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, air hockey, theater seats, bar stools, foosball, and so much more.
Tell them about this week, too.
Okay, here's the best news. It's not too late to be the best gift giver of your family. We at Danny Bays will guarantee delivery of any in-stock item you buy this week for delivery before the holidays. Wow, and it gets better. We will also offer you a special holiday gift with any purchase made before Sunday. And when I say holiday gift, I am talking business. You could even get a free air hockey or a ping pong table. So you pick the fun and let Danny Bays deliver just in the nick of time for the holidays. We'll see you this week at Cleveland, Fairlawn, Mayfield Heights, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check out DannyBays.com. That's DannyBeeghS.com.
Bon appetit, Cleveland. It's Jake from Jake's Garage.
I don't get it. You're wearing a chef's hat, apron, oven mitt?
I'm here to announce our break sale. Get it? Break sale?
You're an idiot.
We've cooked up the best deals on brakes in Northeast Ohio at Jake's Garage. Only $239.95 for pads and rotors installed.
This deal only lasts through Thanksgiving.
That's right. So get to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station. Call 440-235-1655 and ask about the brake sale.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only 5-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. Located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nothing wrong with little Bruce. Little Bruce on a football Wednesday. Hey, Browns fans, don't forget to support the annual Cleveland Browns food drive prior to Sunday's game against the Steelers at Brown Stadium. Cleveland Food Bank volunteers, they'll be located at gate entrances of the stadium to collect donations that collect donations throughout the day, but they're going to start at 11 a.m. So make sure you visit with those people, and we encourage fans who are attending the game to donate non-perishable items, such as canned soups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, tuna fish, before you enter the stadium, and then monetary donations are also accepted. Please, please be generous. For more information on how you can help, visit clevelandfoodbank.org. And as we do this on this show on a regular basis, we go inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player. Today, he sits down with defensive tackle Ataba Rubin. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Ataba, before we look ahead to the Pittsburgh Steelers, let's just take a look back at last week's game against the Dallas Cowboys. What are your thoughts on how you guys played up front?
I mean, as a D-line and as a group, we got the quarterback, we got a couple of sacks. A lot of guys played pretty well in crucial situations, and the intensity of that game was a pretty big game for us and them, and, you know, a lot of guys wanted to come out and show their best foot forward. The young guys, rookies, John Hughes got a big sack, and, you know, even older veterans like Frosty came through in a big situation with the sack fumble and gave us a great chance to win the game.
For yourself, what was it like being reunited with your main man, Phil Taylor?
Oh, man, it was good to see him out there. And, you know, big body out there moving around, the goods out moving around and running, making plays. And, you know, I had a lot of confidence in that guy, and he's out there making plays. And can't wait to see what we're going to do against the Steelers game.
As a whole, did you guys feel like you finally got a chance to get an idea of how this defensive front is going to play throughout the season? Because, unfortunately, Phil getting injured, and he was back in the lineup, and just seeing how the rotation was with the young guys up front?
Yeah, we got a long way to go still. I mean, like you said, Phil just getting in. He might be a little rusty. I'm just getting back from, you know, calf injury, so I'm a little rusty. So we just got to get back in sync, have good communication, move around, make plays, and, you know, just be there for one another.
Speaking of that injury, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. It's just, you know, took a long while to get it out of my system, and now I'm back healthy, running around, making plays, and I'm happy, looking forward to this Sunday.
All right, man, let's talk about this Sunday. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. How challenging is it to get ready for a backup quarterback such as Charlie Batch when he really had limited amount of playing time?
I mean, it's the NFL. You never know what game is going to be a breakout game for any player. So Charlie Bass, he's a veteran and proven himself in the league. And you just got to go out there and just attack them guys, give them pressure up the middle, and give them different formations and stuff they haven't seen, and just, you know, bring that intensity that we always do for the Steelers and Browns game.
And what are your thoughts on their running backs?
Running backs are big downhill backs, big bruisers. Just got to wrap them up and gang tackle them guys and make sure that they don't get on the edges on us and just getting easy touchdowns.
And just overall, looking back at the work week, what are your thoughts on how you guys prepared and what in particular did you guys work on?
Right now we're just working on just getting to the quarterback again. Like last week, getting to Romo was a big deal. So if we can get a couple more sacks here and get the quarterback down, I think that's going to help our team out tremendously and just make sure that we keep on stacking up them stats on our defensive line and making plays.
And lastly, let's just talk about the excitement that's surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers game. You're very familiar with the rivalry. How amped are guys?
I mean, everybody's amped. The city's amped. I know they're amped to come here and try to put it to us, but definitely we're not going to take no crap and we're going to bring it to them. And, you know, it's a big game. Everybody looking forward to this game. It's like, you know, people say it's our Super Bowl. So, hey, we come in and make sure that we dominate and take over. And a lot of people forget about a lot of the mistakes we made over this last couple of weeks.
Well, Tyba, thank you for your time and happy Thanksgiving to you and good luck moving forward.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you too.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, thank you, Jameer. Good stuff there with Tyba Rubin. Really good stuff about that rivalry. Okay, coming up next, we are going to look deeper into the Steelers team with someone who knows that team quite well, Ron Cook. He's a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug was not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
All the model year-end sales are here, and while you're being bombarded with deal here, deal there, you should know for the real deal, look no further than Gillingham Ford. Gillingham Ford welcomes you like a member of the family, explains why and how. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal. Check out their new simplified website with easy navigation to the points of your interest. Now, Gillingham believes it's an obligation to make every aspect of your buying your next vehicle easy and simple as possible. They integrate their three pillars of customer service, honest, fair, and open, start to finish. Just search, find, and select your options online. Next, set the appointment. Lastly, and most importantly, it's the drive. Let 150-plus years of sales team experience guide you through the best buying experience you'll ever have. They promise. Visit BobGillinghamFord.com or stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, 216-398-1300. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal.
Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer with a phenomenal rejoin music. I love it. I love it. Yes, it is. Hey, help a child today. Save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great cause. Great Clips. It's going to be great. And we are pleased to welcome with us right now the fine columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and a great friend, Ron Cook. Ron, welcome to the show.
Vic, my pleasure.
Right off the bat, what can the Browns expect from Charlie Batch at quarterback?
I wish I could tell you here. Steelers fans, I think, are hoping that he does a little better than maybe Mike Tomlin thinks he's going to. It's been a big story here all week. Tomlin left which play against the Baltimore Ravens the other night, even though he had broken ribs and was having trouble throwing the ball late in the game. This is kind of the second time that this has happened. Last year against San Francisco, you might remember, they let Ben Roethlisberger play on a real bad ankle instead of going to bat. So at least my feeling is the coach doesn't have a lot of faith in Charlie Batch, but all he does is save seasons for this team, even though they've been trying to get rid of him for years. He's 5-2 as a starter. I think the team feels pretty good about having him in there, even if the coach might not. But they're going to have to run the ball. And, they're without Antonio Brown again, too, which I think is a real huge loss for him because he was their MVP last year.
Right.
Their passing game, Vic, isn't the same without him. Even when Roethlisberger played in the first half against Kansas City before he got hurt, the passing game was doing nothing that day without Brown. So, without Ben and without Brown, I think it's going to be a real tough challenge for Batch and the Steelers' offense.
All right, so at some point, yes, everything you're saying is true. You got to run the football, you got to play great defense, you got to support the guy who has not been Roethlisberger in there. But that all said, Ron, there are going to be plays that the quarterback needs to make. So when Charlie Batch is doing it well at this stage of his career, what is it that he can do?
Well, he's really only played one game in the last 2 years, Vic. He played against the game after the San Francisco game that I referenced with Ben playing on a bad ankle. He helped them pitch a shutout against the Rams at home, 27-0. You hate to use that phrase, manage the game.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't turn the ball over, he can still throw a pass occasionally when he has to. But he's 37 years old, and he hasn't played much since really the start of the 10 season when he had to end up playing as the fourth string guy. He finally got in when Roethlisberger was suspended and led him to a couple of wins. So you ask me what I expect at this age with this preparation and actual experience in the last couple of years. I don't know what to expect. I just, I think they'll be happy if he doesn't throw three interceptions and get them beat.
Yeah, I mean, a 15-year veteran comes in, and as you say, the age thing, all those elements tend to work against the guy. But the one thing I seem to remember being around the Steelers is, Ron, is that the better practice guy or the best practice guy they had at quarterback was Charlie Batch. And I know that that's said about a lot of great quarterbacks who are, when they get on the field, like, again, a Ben Roethlisberger, they'll do their thing on game day. Don't worry about him during the week. But Batch is one of those guys who, right, does have his, the the grasp of what needs to be done and really gives has given consistently given good pictures, if you will, to the defense in practice.
Well, there's no doubt Charlie's a smart man, and you can even see it when Roethlisberger plays. The guy he goes to on the sideline after each series is Batch. They have a great relationship, and they talk, and Batch tells him what he sees, and Ben tells him what he sees. There's no doubt. I think the players respect Charlie a whole lot. I just don't know that the coaching staff does. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. This is a big game for them. Their defense played great the other day against Baltimore, but they're not forcing turnovers, which is a major issue here. I think the feel here is they got to make some force some turnovers against the Browns to win this game.
Ryan Cook, columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ryan, the Browns pass rush and the D-line in general, or in particular, was very strong against the Cowboys, as you know. Seven sacks against Tony Romo. They get Ataba Rubin back, paired up with Phil Taylor, and that was really a dynamic combination that the Cowboys couldn't handle. How do you see the Steelers' O-line dealing with that, and again, in relation to a Charlie Batch being back there as opposed to a guy like Roethlisberger who knows how to extend plays?
Well, Vic, it's interesting. They brought in Todd Haley to be the new offensive coordinator, you know, more of a quick-pass offense because they didn't want Roethlisberger to continue to take hits, and his sacks were way down this year, unfortunately, on one of them. He got hurt with his shoulder and rib injury. I look for Charlie to run the same offense, getting rid of the ball quickly. He's not going to escape much pressure. Now, the rookie right tackle, Mike Adams, had a real hard time the other day against Baltimore. Paul Kruger just ate him a lot, beat him for a couple sacks, beat him for a couple other hurries, and I think that's a real concern here. The line has been better protecting the quarterback, except for Adams in this last game against Baltimore, but I would have looked for the Steelers to try to counteract it. You're not going to sit back there and let Charlie wait and wait and wait and try to throw it 60 yards downfield. I think, well, how did Ben describe the offense? Dink and dunk a few weeks ago. I think you're going to see a lot of that to try to keep the pressure off of Batch. But if the Steelers have a weakness pass blocking on the line, it is Mike Adams, the rookie right tackle.
And it doesn't help a quarterback if he doesn't have the people with talent to throw to. Having an Antonio Brown in there is huge, but he's hurting, and injuries, I know, forced this team to go to now reach back in the past and bring Plaxico Burress back in there. What do we expect of him? What do we expect of the receiving core in general, again, working with Charlie?
Well, see, I wrote a column today about it, and I'm so lukewarm about Plaxico coming back. This isn't 2004. He's 35. He couldn't get a job anywhere this year. He played one season out of the last four. I guess they're looking at him maybe as a target, a big target in the red zone. I don't know how much more they're going to get out of him at this point. Mike Wallace, without Antonio Brown, is their number one guy. He can still beat you deep, but are they going to be able to protect Batch long enough, and is he going to be able to get him the ball? They have Emmanuel Sanders there as well, and really Burrow steps into the number three spot. Jericho Cotchery broke some ribs against the Ravens the other night, so that's why they went out and signed Plaxico, probably the best they could find at this point. But I don't know that it's going to be much of a difference maker against the Browns.
Ron, they come in, the Steelers do, with the top-ranked defense in the league, number one against the pass, fourth against the run. I know typical numbers for this Steeler defense. I would think they're salivating at the first crack at a rookie, even though he's got 10 games under his belt, a rookie quarterback in Brandon Whedon. And like any rookie quarterback, I can see Dick LeBeau, the idea that he could do the old twisting the brains into knots thing.
Yeah, but I mentioned earlier, Vic, they're not forcing turnovers. Numbers are what they are. Now, they held Baltimore to 200 yards. They basically pitched a shutout. They allowed one 40-yard field goal drive. That was the only points they gave up. One field goal came after a fumble at the 12, and one came on a punt return by Baltimore. But they're not forcing turnovers. Even the week before Baltimore, they played Kansas City, which led the league in turnovers, and they didn't get one until overtime. Lawrence Timmons had a big interception in overtime to set up the winning field goal. But they couldn't even force a turnover against the team that led the league. James Harrison is not the same player he used to be. He's battling knee problems. He did get a sack late the other night. It was only his second in seven games this year. He's not made any forced fumble recoveries, not getting much pressures. And obviously without Troy Polamalu for just about the whole season, he's their ultimate playmaker. So, yeah, it's nice to see you're number one in the league, but sure would be nice if you could force a big turnover or two now and again.
Lastly, Ron, do they see this game as, okay, they're the Steelers, they're still contending for a division championship, even though the Ravens obviously have a good handle on that right now. But this is the 2-8 Browns, and they've, you know, and I know they've played tough. They've had close competitive games with them, but still, how do you think the mindset is, even with Charlie Batch at quarterback? Do they come in here with a sense of desperation? What do you think the overall mindset is of this?
Well, I think they're fighting for survival here. I'm pretty much giving up on the division. Baltimore has a 2-game lead on them. All the tiebreakers go Baltimore's way. I think they're still in great spot for a wild card. They're just trying to survive until Roethlisberger comes back. We don't know when that's going to be, if it's going to be next week when they go to Baltimore, or the week after when they're home against San Diego, or even later. I know they're comfortable playing the Browns. They feel like they own them. What do they want, 11 of the last 12, I think, in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. That some of those games have been tough, there's no question. I don't think they're taking anything for granted, but desperate, I would say they're fighting for survival at this point. You know, without Polamalu, without Roethlisberger, without Antonio Brown, if you're listing their five biggest stars, that's three of them, and throw in James Harrison, a lesser James Harrison, that's probably four of their five biggest stars. So they're fighting for survival. I would expect very much a desperate team, and we'll see how it plays out. They have Baltimore again the following week at Baltimore. I think they're hoping they go 7-4 into Baltimore and see what happens.
Ron, thank you so much, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Vic, thanks. Always a pleasure, man. Have a great day.
He is Ron Cook, columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, it's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug was not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
All this market volatility is really unsettling.
I don't understand how earnings can go up, but stocks go down.
I know Europe has debt issues, but I don't understand why this affects my portfolio.
I need someone to look out for my financial goals and interests.
Investing today can be complicated, but with the right partner, it doesn't have to be. I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. Baird has guided local families and businesses through the challenges of the last decade. Our global resources and research keep the big picture in perspective, while our deep expertise in financial, tax, and estate planning ensure the advice we give is tailored to your specific needs. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that everyone at Baird is fully invested in your success.
Discover the advantage of a financial partner with your best interests in mind. Visit BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll, even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Truly appreciate, feel blessed, in fact, that you've chosen, and thankful, how's that? You've chosen to hang out with us on this Thanksgiving Eve edition, this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And joined right now by Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. And Renee, a whole lot going on with the holiday, and let's start with the Browns Women Organization at City of Cleveland Rec Site.
On Monday, we were joined by a Browns Women's Organization, and we teamed up with the Lonnie Burton Recreation Center, which is in the City of Cleveland, with an organization called Children's Hunger Alliance, and they provide free meals to kids in need. And so our wives went out there as part of their after-school meal program, so they served them their after-school meals, and then after they were done with that, they participated in some arts and crafts and really had a dialogue about Thanksgiving and being grateful for what we have this time of year. And then from there, Tuesday, we actually went to the Cleveland Food Bank as our normal day with the players, and so we were joined by some of our staff. Had 18 players join us and went out there to do a packaging program for a kids program they have to fill kids' backpacks with food to take them, fulfill their needs over the course of a weekend. And the players also contributed financially to help pay for over 1,000 turkeys for families in need this Thanksgiving. So they were loading up cars and trucks and vans with all kinds of turkeys and stuff yesterday as well. So all in all, a very, very fulfilling week.
And we're going to have a call out, of course, for fans on game day to help the food bank.
You're right. So we're going to continue our support of the food bank. And on Sunday will be our annual food drive collection. We will have food bank volunteers stationed outside each and every gate as fans enter the stadium, encouraging fans to bring non-perishable food items or monetary donations. And so for every dollar that's raised, we're able to extend that into 4 nutritious meals. So those donations really go a long way. And last year, our fans, thank you very much, supported, and were able to contribute over 29,000 meals. So great job to everyone last year, and hoping that can continue this year.
Very, very generous folks here in Northeast Ohio. And also on Sunday is the Punt, Pass, and Kick Team Championships.
It is. So that will be part of our Play 60 initiative. So Play 60 will be our theme for the day. You'll see that across many of the games that day. And so Punt, Pass, and Kick is part of that program for us. And so we will host the team championships at our facility earlier that day. And then the top 40 participants will go to the stadium and be recognized. And 10 will be receive recognition as our recipients and our honorees, and they will have the opportunity to go compete in the national tournament as well. So we'll have some kids participate from the Play 60 Challenge, and they will lead the team out of the tunnel and do some great things there as well.
Very cool. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To Facebook we go. To Ginger, she says, listen, I love my Browns. Been a fan since I can remember. But damn it, guys. Win one, please. I just had to read that one. It made me laugh when I first read it. I can just picture Ginger being all fired up there. Yep. Ginger. That's a common feeling. Win one, please. More teasing than winning, but win one, please, is a good, that's a slogan. Damn it, guys. Win one, please. Ben from Facebook. Too bad they couldn't make the Browns when they needed to. He was talking about the Browns' defense in that game. You know, I hear what you're saying there. Because when you watch that game over and over again, as I have, you go back and a lot of times you do that because you see things that you didn't see the first time around, the first two or three times around sometimes for me. And that's my process, and take the notes and so forth to really understand what we saw, and then listen to what others have to say, and prepping for the day-to-day show and writing for ClevelandBrowns.com and television stuff we do here at the Browns. And what I came away with was, you know, just seeing how the tone of this game shifted so much in those final minutes, to the good offensively for the Browns, but to the bad defensively, because that, you know, the inability to stop, the penalties that were called, and, you know, we can call them questionable and so forth, but there were far too many. And when you're dealing with 12 penalties in all, and you're dealing with, again, seven on the secondary in particular, and it does take you to a place where you just say, whoa, you know, this is all this is doing is giving a team that you could put away too many chances to get going. And that's what the defense did. And then the catches were happening. You know, it wasn't all about penalties. Tony Romo and his receivers were making it happen when they needed to. And Dez Bryant physically was just, I think, a beast, hard for this Browns secondary to deal with. He was making good catches. There were some open, wide open guys, but even when it was close, the receiver with big body athleticism was going to win the battle, and did snatch that ball and keep it going, keep the chains moving. And Tony Romo, who had been, and they were in his face a lot, and got themselves in position. It was so awkward to see a guy get hit a lot or get put in positions where it looked like he was not going to succeed and still find a way to get it done. Now, Sandy from Facebook says, yes, they were robbed, she said, of the Browns, but they still should have won, should have overcome the penalties. And that concurs with the points we were just making, Sandy, is, robbed is, let's not go there. Let's not say that this team is robbed, especially when we're talking about an eighth loss. You might say that if you're close and you're competing and you're in contention and, you know, something got taken away from you. It didn't help that there might not have been a balance of calls, but you can't, if you're the Browns, get fixated on that and say that's a get, because that it is a loser's lament, and it is it serves no purpose to go there. Focus on what you control, and what you control is play better, play well enough so that the officials can't take it away, and that should be the overriding theme going into this game. There must be better discipline in the secondary. Joe Hayden's return from the oblique injury will help, because his presence, his performance, what you figure he's able to do in coverage is going to minimize the type of thing that we saw against the Cowboys in terms of the playmaking by the opponent. But I think the key here, the real key here, is fundamental concentration, just being more aware of what you can and can't do with your hands in certain areas when you're covering a receiver, and ball awareness and position awareness, and realizing that, again, officials are going to make these calls more and more and more. They're the defenseless receiver, the contact, you know, no matter how slight. And yeah, different crews may see it differently. Ed Hockley's crew may have been a little more aggressive about it than others, but that can't be what you have to assume every crew is going to officiate it that way. That would be the best way to approach it. Jeff from Facebook was talking about the Browns' pass rush, and so that was good, but the pass defense not so good. You know, I think they go hand in hand here too. I think there should be more of a case. And I think Sunday will be an indication of that, where the pass rush, if it starts with stopping the run, and that's going to be a much harder chore this week because the Steelers, Todd Haley, their offensive coordinator, is going to stay persistent with the run. He's going to pound the rock. So turning the Steelers one-dimensional will be a much harder chore with those big physical backs that they do have than it was with the Cowboys and you know, getting them into that throw mode, which is what you want. You want Charlie Batch to sling it as much as possible and increase the opportunities for a smart quarterback to make mistakes. I want to thank Solomon Wilcots and Ataba Rubin and Jameer Howerton and Ron Cook. I want to thank Renee Harvey and Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows and Dave DiNatale. We want to tell you happy Thanksgiving. And we will talk to you again with an all-new show on Friday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.